When I was in college, my Google was the New Albany Public Library. A world of information, as long as you could get there before they closed. With a term paper due, probably overdue, and as always, being a little short on gas money, I asked my dad if he would give me a ride. To my surprise, he not only agreed, he said that he'd been wanting to go. Now you see, my dad was not a library guy. His idea of the library was reading Time magazine in his Lazy Boy, or more likely, perusing the sports page in the bathroom. But it wasn't a book he was after. He wanted to look for his parents' obituaries. See, Dad was only 5 when his mother, Ruth, passed away, and then his father died when he was only 11. He clearly remembered his father, Lloyd, a tall, charming, semi-pro baseball player. But since he was so young when his mom died, his memories of her were more elusive. She was as tiny as his dad was tall. She was artistic. His strongest memory was of the day that she died. She was cleaning, and his dad's shotgun, leaning against a wall, fell. An ambulance. His father explaining there had been an accident. At the hospital, his mother whispering to him, "Be a good boy, Jackie." When we got to the library doors, I went to the stacks and Dad, a man with a mission, headed for the archives. But as quickly as I could, I joined him to see how his search was going. Dad, in the glow of the microfilm screen, handed me an obituary. I remember seeing this when Dad died, but I don't remember ever seeing my mother's. So I huddled next to him and he began cranking the handle and the New Albany Tribune whizzed by until we found obituaries for late November 1937. But there wasn't one for Ruth. Maybe we missed it? As he began to crank backwards, a headline jumped for a front page story. Local woman commits suicide. It read, "Ruth Sinkhorn, 30, died on Thanksgiving after allegedly firing a shotgun into her abdomen. Plainclothesman Dewey Boyd quoted her husband as saying she had been despondent for several months." What do you say to your dad when the central storyline of his life shatters into a million pieces? When he learns that his mother wasn't taken, but chose to leave him? "I'm sorry. Why did they keep this secret from you for all these years? What can I do? How could she have left you?" And though I try, really try, to remember, I don't know what my 19-year-old self said. What I can't forget was my dad's silence as we walked out of the library into the dark night.